Chapter 1. The nor'easter brought the snow, but that didn't start it. The radio station began playing carols around the clock, but that didn't start it. Main Street wrapped the lampposts in candy cane striped garland, but even that wasn't enough. Not until the decorated tree stood in the front window with soft lights glowing around the angel's contented face did Christmas officially begin in the Donovan family. This year, Angela promised her daughter she could have the honor of choosing the tree. "Is this the one?" Angela asked as she held her daughter's hand and stared at the 4-foot pine tree. Caroline leaned closer to it. She closed her eyes and took a deep breath. "Do you feel that?"
"Feel what?" Angela asked.
"The tree. She's beautiful," Caroline answered.
Angela bit her lip and glanced at her watch. "Does that mean you want this one?" Caroline stepped back and spread her arms like she was measuring and gathering the tree's majesty.
"Looks like 2 broken branches on the lower right," she declared with the certainty of a triage nurse. "Pretty, but I don't think so."
She skipped ahead to the end of the row. Angela followed her daughter. Gravel and pine needles crunched under her feet, and strings of white lights crisscrossed above her head. "I'll be home for Christmas," played from a speaker hanging on a light pole. Nostalgic words for most people, but unless she could come up with more rent money, they wouldn't have any home for Christmas. She looked to her right and left. The line of trees formed a row like toy soldiers and offered no hint of how to get back to the parking lot.
"It's getting late, Caroline. They'll close soon."
It didn't matter that Angela had botched another job interview and had planned to stay home and cheer herself up with a little Wuthering Heights. No, there would be no English moors and brooding Heathcliff to take her mind off her bleak prospects. She'd promised her daughter they could bring home a tree. Angela's hope for the day to end better than it began was disappearing with every tree Caroline rejected. Other customers strolled around them. Angela watched a couple huddled against the chill who looked more interested in each other than the trees. Her attention returned to her daughter, who had stopped walking.
"This is it! This is the one!" Caroline exclaimed.
"Are you sure?"
"Yes, I love it!"
Angela could see the excitement on her daughter's face. This is what Caroline needed, something happy to focus on, to brighten the mood of their one-bedroom apartment. Maybe their holiday could begin on a hopeful note after all. A rushing sound started in the tops of the taller trees. The branches on the shorter trees danced in the swirl of wind as a wiry old man approached them. He wore a round red Schaefer Farms pin on his heavy coat.
"Do you believe in miracles?"
He looked Angela square in the eye and continued, "People say they do, but mostly they just want to believe. There's a difference. Wanting to believe is a good place to start. The problem is, most people wouldn't know a miracle if they were standing right next to one."